Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. I am Sally Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Hey, Brina, welcome back. Hey, Lou, welcome back. Frankie, welcome back. Hey, Deb, welcome, welcome. Everyone, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, welcome and thank you. It's always much appreciated. Hey, Father Brian, welcome back. Hey, Minnesota. Welcome, my friend. Okay, hey Spanky, welcome back, welcome back. You guys give me one moment here. Just give me a moment. How come I, okay, there it is. Okay. Are people basically good? Does good really triumph over evil? And if so, hey Blunt, welcome, welcome. And if so, why is there so much evil in the world? I, for one, you know, I'm kind of split on this now. I used to think people were basically good. I still do to a point. But, you know, our world has just gotten so complicated because we're humans and humans always mess things up and we always make things worse than what they should be. But I would like to think that people are basically good until they're corrupted in some way. So do you guys think that there is actually more good in the world or more evil? Because bringing in the media here, the media, no matter what media you listen to, no matter, you know, what platform you're on, hey, fair use, welcome. You know, no matter what platform you're on, where you're getting your news from, everything is bad, 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 bad. I mean, back in the day, when I say back in the day, I'm talking about when I was younger, news was only a half hour. Hey, Shorty, welcome. News was only a half hour. And you had all the good stuff. All the good stuff was in the first 20 minutes. The weather came on, you know, for 3 minutes, whatever. And then the last part of the news was, you know, things that were not so nice, the bad stuff. But over time, especially with cable, everything was, you know, everything just seems to have gotten bad. Everything is bad. Now it's like you hear all the bad stuff for the first hour. And if it's a 2 hour show, it's, you know, the bad stuff for the first, you know, 2 hours and 55 minutes and the very, you know, 5 minutes of last 5 minutes of the show. And by the way, this student did this, and, you know, this elementary kid, they sold, you know, went door to door selling cookies, and they did it for a Walk for Life, or, you know, and good job, or, you know, this class did this. You hear all the good stuff at the end. So are people, you know, are people basically good? Just there's more evil, or we're just not hearing about the good stuff. So Brian says, I think there's more good in the world. Lou says it's equal. Okay, Spanky says, looking at the world now, I'm assuming you're saying that it's even. Blunt says, I like to think there's more good people in the world, but it's sometimes hard to believe. Spanky says, world now full of evil pushing on us hard. Got to dig deep to find the good stuff. I want to come back to that. Let me just finish reading some of these comments. You all are saying hi to each other. And Lou says there always has to be a balance. Okay, so Spanky says that you have to look, you know, dig deep to find the good stuff. But do we have to dig deep to find the good stuff, or are we digging too deep to find the bad stuff? You know, and is it the fact that the good stuff is there, but we just don't want to see it because we're so focused that, you know, we're so used to the bad stuff? I mean, would it be a miracle if the United States, the entire country, went through an entire year without a mass shooting? Would it be, I mean, you know, is, you know, are there more killings and murders going on because news is everywhere now, as opposed to 50 years ago when cable wasn't there and we didn't hear about the shooting here or this here or whatever? Just that the news was not everywhere. You know, when you look, you know, back, you know, King Arthur's time, and, you know, what have you. You go back that far, they're killing people left and right. I mean, you know, someone's getting their ear chopped off, or, you know, head chopped off or something. I mean, they're killing people left and right. So is there really more bad things? It's just the fact that we have more news outlets and social media and TikTok and Facebook and all these other, you know, platforms to give us and tell us more evil. So are we really, so do we really have to dig deep to find the good stuff, or is the good stuff there? We just don't want to talk about it. Father Brian says the majority of people are good. The problem is the higher echelons, narcissism, sociopath, and other dark behaviors are rewarded by advancement. Just research CEOs. Good point. Blunt says, I think you just hear more about the evil in the world. The people who do good don't advertise their deeds. But Blunt, do we have to do, I guess it goes back to what Spanky says about having to dig deep to find the good stuff. So are people, it's not even the fact, I guess what I'm trying to say is do people have to advertise their good deeds, just as opposed to us, you know, just saying, you know, yesterday I'm sitting in the park and I look up and I saw this nice young man helping a woman and her baby cross across the street, or I saw this, you know, young girl, you know, a lady dropped her bag of whatever, and they were spilling out everywhere, and she picked them up. I mean, something as simple as that. I mean, do we have to advertise it, or are we so busy not looking at the person that helped someone? But oh my God, instead of seeing the guy that helped the woman and her, you know, child cross the street, instead, right, you know, a couple of feet away, we're looking at, you know, a guy that could have knocked somebody upside the head and took their purse and ran. So instead, we're focusing on that as opposed to the good deed. I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just not getting there. I don't think I am. So, you know, and Brina says, Father Brian, that's a great point. So, yes, Father Brian, you're right. You know, good news does make terrible clickbait. So, what would happen if we did not have TikToks to post with, you know, the video of the person, you know, getting a beat down, or that Karen, or, you know, that officer doing whatever, or, you know, that shooting, or, you know, that protest, whatever. What would happen if nobody filmed any of that anymore, and everything that everyone filmed was all good? Would that change the way, I mean, do you think that the world would change in a way? I mean, do you think that, we as humans would get better? What if we didn't advertise what's, you know, the whole Israeli thing, which I'm so over. What if we didn't talk about that? What if we didn't talk about what's going on in this country and what this country did and what's going on in DC? And we just didn't talk about any of that crap, because that's what it is. What if we just didn't talk about any of that and we just focused on good stuff? Would it make the world better if we just didn't talk about it? Would we be able to see that people are basically good, or would we still question? You know, like Father Brian said, I mean, would that clickbait, I mean, would it change? And Father Brian says, what if we reward human decency with the same vigor we did the bad? Right. So again, I'm saying, what if we just didn't talk about all this bad stuff? I mean, would it go away if we don't give people a platform? To do evil, if we don't give them a platform where, you know, you're going to tape it, or, you know, they're on YouTube or they're streaming somewhere, will people stop? Or will it just continue, but we're just not talking about it? So again, I go back and say, is there more bad stuff in the world today? Are people less good today than they were 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, 60 years ago? Because I think that there's just as many murders. There's just as much domestic violence. The bullies are still there. Hey, Angel Bear, the bullies are still there. When you go out for recess, that school bully is still going to be there. They always have been. But because of social media and because everybody has a camera now, we're seeing more of it. And hold on, somebody here I can't pronounce their name, AFAC, IFAC, A-I-Y. Welcome. Thank you. You know, so, I don't know. I just think, you know, and again, it's something that I've struggled with because I like to think that people are basically good, but because there's just so much stuff going on now, every time you turn around, it's something bad. Hey, Linda, welcome. You know, last night I'm reading that I mean, this isn't funny. I mean, it's pathetic. There's a company that the state and the city of Los Angeles thinks purposely set fire to a freeway underpass that has literally shut down. The damage was so bad under that freeway that it literally shut down five other freeways. So they're asking people, you know, if you can find a different route to get into, in and out of Los Angeles, please do. But for the most part, people have to work from home. And it's going to be a 24-hour, you know, repair job, and they expect it to last for months. You know, it's like, who does that? Why do people set bombs? Why do people shoot into a crowd? Why do people, you know, shoot their neighbor? Yesterday, when I was out and about, I learned from a friend that one of their church, one of the parishioners at the church that they go to, looked like the perfect family. Hey, Christian, welcome back. The father was or is a firefighter. Mother is a homemaker. Two girls. Seem like the perfect family. But they said that something was always off about that family, especially the husband, who everybody was like, oh, he's a firefighter. Oh, great. Oh, yes, he's a firefighter, whatever. He has a temper, you know, and this firefighter beat the neighbor's dog with a brick because the dog ran into his yard. Killed the dog, beat him. That's just evil. And we hear stories like this all the time about people who are supposed to be good. These firefighters, these police officers, these teachers, the little old lady, the nice store clerk, whatever. So again, I say, are people basically good, or are people, you know, is there more evil in this world because the people who are doing evil are evil? These are just evil people doing evil deeds. Because I, for one, believe that people can be born evil. Hey, Damien, welcome back. Lou says the bad just attracts more attention than good stuff. Yes, Father Brian, it was. We have become a me-centered society. Yes. grown-up temper tantrums. Yes, Brenna, we see it all the time. I mean, you go into the store and, you know, you won't let somebody in front of you who, you know, you only have two things and somebody else has a cart full and they don't want you to get in front. I mean, we just see grown-up temper tantrums constantly, road rage, all this stuff. Father Brian says community has been replaced with infinite division. Yep. Poor property. Yep. You know, so, I mean, are these people, I mean, you know, did this man, was he triggered for something? Or when you do something that drastic, is that a learned behavior or is that something that you're born with? So are some people like will never be good? Just like the movie back from what the 50s or the, I think it was the 50s, the original, The Bad Seed. You know, are people just evil? Hello, Linda. Welcome.
There's a lot more damaged people these days.
You said there's more damaged people?
Yeah.
Okay, when you say damaged, what do you mean by damaged?
Due to their upbringing, I mean, I think like parents sometimes these days, they don't know how to, they want to just have me time, work or whatever. That they don't spend time with the children or, you know, it's just a mad, vast world, isn't it? Where I grew up on a different life. I grew up on a farm where it's slower, you help people, you know, it's that kind of, whereas in the cities, it's fast, it's, you know, and like people don't care and, oh, yeah, it's about the way people are brought up these days, I think, sometimes.
Okay, so do you think that it's possible for someone to have a wonderful childhood, but then something clicks with them when they get older and they just do evil things? They become that serial killer? Or do you think
we had an instance in just so long ago where in a, like she was working in a infant, you know, a care, you know, for babies that were born early. I just can't think of the name, actually. But, you know, everybody thought she was, you know, really good with the children and, you know, and the parents thought, oh, she's wonderful because she put on this facade. But literally, she was killing the babies. She killed about 7, 8, and then injured a lot more as well, because she was putting stuff in the airways, you know, and sort of taking stuff off, and they sort of had suspicions that there was something wrong, or something was, because it was unusual death, and some doctors did report and think it was her, or but she didn't get taken off, so she had chance to kill even more. She did 2 years of it, killing these babies in the Chester hospital. You know, and everybody, I think people, she put on this very good facade that how, you know, she smiled and helpful, but only because she wanted to get at the children and be on her own, and, you know.
Okay, so Linda, so I say for someone like that, would she be the type of person who was killing animals when she was 10?
Yeah, they sort of, from the outside, people thought the parents were, you know, good, the family was good. You know, people put there's a lot going on in families people don't know. Whether it's a family can look good on the outside and that, but I mean, if you look at, if you ever go and look at, what is it, the super nanny, mm-hmm. how the parents don't know how to basically look after the child or discipline the children, or
is everything the parents? I mean, can we go back and say the parents? And that's why I say, are some people just born evil? There's some gene that they're missing, or some Y, Z, whatever. I mean, are some people just born evil? They're just evil, even when they're little. I mean, you know, you see it, you know, when they're one, that they're just evil. I mean, you look at them and like, oh my God.
You see, it's still, I think, it depends on what you get from a young baby. There's an instance, right, where this girl had got no love, no nothing, no, didn't really know how to read people, because babies read people instantly from faces and how parents treat them. So she got nothing. So she was hurting her brother, doing this, that and the other, you know. Had no feelings of care, love. She was just completely dead of that, you know. And even was saying she'd got going to kill her parents, and got a knife, put the knife in. But so basically they had to take her to this place where she was sort of watched all the time and eventually praised and sort of was allowed to be with animals and got learnt how to sort of basically learn and be kind to people. So it can be done from a very cut. But if she hadn't, and she went on to do university to get married and have children, but if she hadn't had that intense sort of training feeling from people, she would have ended up probably going and killing people.
Okay. All right. I want to read something that Lou said. Hold on, let me find it. He said, okay, Lou says, what defines evil or who? And then Lou also says, I don't think anyone is born evil. Father Brian says, those are usually either born sociopaths, reactive attachment disorder. And then just in terms of the argument about are people born evil, they say there are two sides. Some people say yes, some people say no. Some people say that people are born good, but then somewhere along the way the environment or the people that they're around will turn them into an evil or bad person. And some people say that, you know, we're born evil, but for the same, the people we're around, you know, makes us good. So, but I truly believe, and this is just my own belief, that you do have people who are just evil, you know. And again, I point to, what about you have two children in the family? You're surrounded by the same stimulus, so to speak, whether it be love, whether it be violence, you know, whatever. The children are around the same thing constantly. The only thing that may change is the fact that if you go to school, your schoolmates may be different, but when you come home, you're dealing with the same chaos or love and protection and understanding, whatever, that your siblings are. Why is it that one sibling can turn out just to be one of the nicest people, and the other person, and here I go, Lou again, turns out to be a serial killer? Or they turn out, you know, to just be this horrible person. They turn out to set fires. But you, again, you grew up in the same place, whether it be on a farm or whether it be in the city. Everyone was around the same thing. If you had a parent that beat you, everybody got beat equally. or you had parents that loved you. Everyone was loved equally. Why is it that some turned out this way and the other ones turned out this way?
Yeah, but you're forgetting everybody's made different.
It's you're like right.
When basically you got, you know, like when people get some, we all start as women, as girls, but then the thingamy comes in and some get more than others. And so one child's brain can't be exactly the same. It's like some have dyslexia because the brain's not made the same as others, is missing something. So they have found in basically looking in studies that psychopaths and stuff like that sometimes have it. The brains are just wired a bit different.
Okay. All right. Now, Fairy Use says somewhere along the way, the moral compass breaks. Blunt Ninja says, I very well may be delusional, but I like to think everyone is born good until something changes them. Father Brian says the reason behind the disorder are not fully understood. The current belief is that sociopathy generally comes from genetic factors, such as parts of the brain not developing fully, while sociopathy results from an interruption in personality development by abuse or trauma in childhood, according to Google. Okay, and Father Brian says, but if it's true, then people can be born genetically evil.
Well, you only have to look at Hitler, don't you? You know, and you only have to look at what he made people do, you know, and sort of it's, you don't know, but, you know, he made people do some awful things. Now you look at Palestine, you look at Israel, and you see what they're doing to the Palestine people, which is absolutely terrible. I mean, it's basically, I can't think of the name now. Genocide. It's genocide. You know, to leave people with no water, bombing, the bombing day and night.
But, okay, but again, Linda, if you go back in time, if you look at history, man has always done evil things to each other. Well, they always have. So are people evil because they want power?
Power plays a part in it, yeah. Power is very good for creating people that don't care about others and, yeah, you know, are shut out of what their feelings and care is and can be driven to do evil things. Yeah, they can. Power and money. Look at when people, you see what husbands do when they know that they've got insurance on the wife. They'll kill the wife just to get the money.
True, and vice versa. Women will kill the husband. No, you're right. You're right. Let's see. Father Brian says, Blunt, I know, right? Kind of blew my own mind. Lou says, to Linda, yep, America is supporting complete genocide. I agree. Fair Use says, how many animals did man extinct? Fair Use, you know, man has killed so many animals, it's not even funny. You know, I, for one, you know, again, I think people are evil, and some people will disagree with me on this, but I think people are evil when you kill an animal just so you can put it on as a trophy on your wall. That's just evil. You know, but we as, let me ask this. Hello, boss player. Welcome. So let me ask this. Is man, out of all the beings on Earth, on this planet, are human beings the most evil? I, for one, think the answer is yes.
what way? Because animals can, you know, when basically a lion gets into a new pride, it will kill all the cubs that are being born basically by the mothers, so it can put its imprint on the pride it's going to make.
But is that evil?
Well, some people might see it as that, but that's what they do. That's just the way nature is. But that's
okay.
That's animals, isn't it? You know, it's a different. And mind you, I was brought up on a farm, so yet again, some people might say I'm not as sentimental over animals because I've had to see my dad kill chickens and, you know, and stuff like that, and no animals come and they die. And so, you know, it's different, isn't it, really? It depends what you're on about, if it's actual nature from animals, because they kill each other anyway. And I think, in a way, we are animals in a certain way, but I don't mean it in a bad way, but we are still in the way we treat each other at times and what we'll do to each other.
Okay. All right. Now, Fair says, I hang out with some lions over people. Fair, I am with you 100%. I am with you 100%. Again, I come back to, are people basically good? Because history has shown us, even from, you know, if you believe in the Bible, the whole Adam and Eve thing, from the very beginning, you had Eve, you know, who was swayed by, you know, the snake, you know, was evil. You know, you had Cain and Abel. You know, was it Cain that killed his, you know, bro? You know, his brother died. You killed your brother. So again, where does that evil come from? Welcome back, Shorty. You know, so
you can't count basically religion, because if you look at religion, it's really done some evil things. It's not good at anybody.
No, I mean, no, you're right. And this is, and when you look at religion, no matter what faith you have, there's evil and violence, you know, in all religions. I don't care what religion you are. There is violence in all of it. So all these people like, oh, praise the Lord, oh, praise God, whatever. It's like, you know, you're out there killing people and doing bad things, but then, you know, in the name of the Lord. You know, Lou says, if you believe in the Bible, then you should know what's happening has to happen for Christ's return. That's okay. That's if you believe, you know, in the Bible. Lou says, glad Jesus Christ isn't a religion, you know, but I mean, you know, you have people who will fall on that religion thing, but, you know, but you hear them and you see them and they're, you know, they're talking about women, they're doing this, they're doing that. Hey, shy lady, you know, they're doing all these evil things, you know, so that's why I don't like to hear people constantly quote the Bible and everything, because again, unless I do believe in the whole thing about, unless, you know, you don't live in a glass house, unless, you know, you are perfect, then we have no business quoting Bible verses to anybody when we turn around and we do bad things. We do things that are not Christ-like if you believe in God. Hey, crazy, welcome. You know, so I...
You can hide behind religion, though, can't you? I know somebody that, oh, they're Christian and they believe in and part of the Bible and all that. But then, you know, when there's a war, sort of like, or when, like, the, or it was over, what was it, Russia and Ukraine, and all the people, you know, I was on a humanitarian saying, look, it's Ukraine people and men are dying left, right, and so in fact they're getting slaughtered. So, you know, isn't it better that we talk to Putin, because, you know, rather than, oh, America keep going gung-ho, but giving them more money, giving them more this, and us, Britain as well. You know, but he really don't, it's all right, this killing and that. So, and yet, you know, at the same time, he's quoting, oh, it's the Christian, the Bible, you know, and making me out to be wrong, because I was trying to do the humanitarian thing and say, look, it's got to stop. The killing's got to stop on both sides. But he didn't agree with me.
But I was just going to say,
who's the Christian? Who is anybody? You know, who's he better than me? Because he's just quoting the Bible. That's what I'm trying to say.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I just want to, Shorty, hold on. I just want to read what Lou says. Lou says, but scriptures is unfolding right in front of our eyes. Just let me go back down. Lou says, because governments keep funding war, never stops. Okay, everybody say hi to each other. Hey, Shorty.
Hey, Solid. Hey, Linda. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, hey. So, did you want to add to this?
I just wanted to say, like, Linda, don't let them switch how you want to be. You continue. You keep doing what you're doing, because people got their own opinion on how they do it, what they do in Christ or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Long as you stick to your beliefs and you keep doing what you're doing, don't worry about them. As long as it make you happy, and God knows us. God, we his children. God made us how we is for a reason. You understand? They can't, they of course they're gonna have people out there bashing you how you is and how you do however you live. You understand? But you just gotta tell them, God, I'm his child, and he know what I am. So he made me who I am, so it is what it is.
Okay, but Shorty, what about those people? And see, and I say this to people. Mm-hmm. What about those people who don't believe in God? What about those atheists? What, you know, who aren't bad people, but they just don't believe in God for whatever reason? God is not for them. They have another faith. What I was going to say is, I have found myself struggling with the Bible a lot lately. And when I say lately, I mean the last couple of years, because I find that people who are quote unquote those Christians, hold on, let me just put you on mute for a moment. The people who are quote unquote those Christians seem to want to push their religion. Like, if you don't believe what I say, then you're wrong, because God says this and God says that, whatever. And that's fine. But what do you say? I mean, when you just said, you know, God knows, whatever, what if you have those people who don't believe in God? They believe in something else. Shorty. Here, let me unmute you. Uh-oh.
But with that being said, I ran across a couple of people like that, and then they were like, what you do, da, da, da. So I'm like, okay, I'll tell them. And then, no, it's not like that. I'm like, but you can't tell me what to believe and how to believe, because I believe in what I want to believe. That's your own faith. You can't push your faith upon me because you believe in another way and I believe in another way. You know, and then they'll try to get you mad, and I just walk away because they want to argue. I don't like to argue about the Bible and what God does. I don't. Your faith is your faith. Your belief is your belief. My faith is my faith, and I believe what I want to believe.
I think that's fair. Fairview says, I think it comes down to people being able to respect each other. What Shorty just said, respect each other, to have a conversation on differences and be able to break bread. Afterwards, see Angel saying hi to Shorty, and Lou says, your connection with God has nothing to do with anyone. That's only between you and him. I am having a wonderful Tuesday. I do hope everyone else is also, Angel Bear. You know, so because, you know,
what can I say? If as long as you're not hurting anybody else, you know, it's, you can do what you like to make yourself happy as long
but
as
people don't see that when it comes to the Bible, and that's that whole good and evil thing. Because okay, so yesterday I'm in the car and I'm driving, and I was talking to a friend that every time I talk to her, it drives me crazy to a point. Because, and I told her, it's like every other word is, and some people may take up offense to this, but I'm just going to say it. Every other sentence was, well, the Lord's going to do this, and God's going to do this, and the Lord's going to do this. And I'm like, can we ever have a conversation where you're not quoting the Bible? And that may sound offensive, but it was like we were just talking about something simple. And, you know, she said, well, you have to realize that, you know, God is in everything. And I'm listening to her, and I'm not disagreeing with her. But at the same time, do y'all know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm, I know what I want to say, but I know that I'm not saying it right. So, And Crazy says some people have faith like that, but I'm not talking about the faith. I'm not talking about having faith like that. I'm talking about, is it possible for me to, and this is how simple the conversation was. She was asking me, how my business was doing, and I was telling her. And she asked me about a particular product, and I told her, and she made the comment about, yeah, I use this and it really worked, blah, 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 blah. And she says, but my husband, I'm not going to say what comment she made. And she says, but you know, the Lord just didn't want to do this for him. I mean, it was like the whole, it was like, what, you know, it's like, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is some people, I know what I'm trying to say. Hello, Crazy. I know what I'm trying to say. I just can't get there. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, guys. So I'm just going to tell you what I meant. I didn't mean like, that they can't have their faith. What I'm saying is that's how some people's faith is. That's how they express it. And I know people that say it. I feel like I get more annoyed at them saying it because it's unnecessary to keep saying it, not because they're saying it because that's how they say it. But I know a couple people that's all they say. Everything is about that. Win, lose, indifferent, a small conversation. You could just say hi and everything's blessed, and that's
that
fine.
That is what I mean. That is right. What you just said. That's what I meant.
And I get it. I think that we're more annoyed that it's just like, okay, we get it. You're all about God. Praise be, you know, whatever it may be. But see, honestly, you just gotta, because that's how I feel like people, it's not because of their faith. It's not their religion. That's how they work their faith. They put that into literally every single thing that they do, no matter what. You know what I mean? And yes, is it overstated? Probably. Do we know that you're a godly person? Because I have one person that every square inch of every wall in the house is covered in crosses. Okay. I mean, just Bibles and crosses and everything and everywhere. And she is a saint, you know, and as far as close as a saint could be on earth, if you will. You know what I'm saying? We know all about that, but you can't really say nothing to her. You know, she more or less carries a Bible around no matter what, you know, so... it's like, okay, all right, we get it. Okay, all right, we get it. But unfortunately, that's them. That's how they practice their, that's how they portray, how they put out their faith, how they just, that's how they practice it. I don't know how to say it. They literally put it into every sentence. You know what I mean?
Okay, so then Crazy. Hey, Ace, welcome. So Crazy, so then let me ask this then. Then, are we the bad person, or am I the bad person, or I'm not going to say evil, but am I the bad person because I'm pushing back on it? Because like you said, it's like every other word is God, God, God. Can we, you know,
Okay, but is she pushing it on you, or is she just saying it about herself?
I mean, she's saying it. It's just in the conversation. It's just in the conversation. You know what? We all need to do this, and you know whatever. It's like, literally, I can talk about my dog, and somewhere along the way,
that's how she comes.
You know, and it's like it just gets to the point where literally, I like her. I like her a lot. I truly do. But my conversations with her are limited because it's like when I talk to her, it's like I have to, you know, and I purposely, when I talk to her, when I'm like in the car or something, because then it's like,
I gotta go.
Right. Because I'm at my destination. I have to go.
You're not a bad person at all for being annoyed by it. I get annoyed by it. You know what I mean? And it's not because of their faith that annoys me. It's not that. It's not how they talk about Jesus. It's not how much they love Jesus or God or whatever. It's because, okay, I'm in my brain. I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I get it. And you know what? That's a whole nother series, but that's what we call low dose people. And just because you can't take them all the time doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that you're just like, okay, you know, look, it's so you're not telling her not to say it. She's also not pushing it on you. She's just a very overly expressive person that someone who believes that everything and everywhere and everything around them is a blessing or not, which is fine. I actually believe that too. I just don't incorporate it in every single sentence I say, you know, but okay. Like, all right. I don't think that's wrong. There's nothing wrong with, I'm low dose people for some people, you know what I mean? I got to accept that. So they're low dose people for you. So maybe she don't like it because you don't acknowledge it all the time.
No, you're right. Cause I know that I'm low dose and some people they can't take me at all. I know that. So, but again, yeah. I don't know if you were on crazy when I was, I don't know if I asked Linda or if I, you know, asked Shorty, you know, you have people who don't believe in God at all. So, you know, again, I know we were talking about, you know, good versus evil and are people born bad and, you know, whatever. But when it comes to.
I'll tell you what I believe about that.
Go ahead.
I was here. I caught it just as I was coming in. And my first thought in my mind is this. This is how I look at people, to be honest with you. I don't have any judgments against somebody except for you're either a good person or a piece of shit. That's how I look at it. You know, you can't have them both, you know, whatever. You can also change yourself because you can start one way and end another way. But if I told you that I believe that whether people believe in God or Jesus or anything above them or not, that the ending is the ending. So if you're a good person, you're going to go where you're going to go no matter what your beliefs are. If you're an inherent and good person doesn't mean sacrificing every bit of you to help everybody else. That's not good. That's you being walked on like a doormat, you know, but like if you're a good person, the good thing, whatever it is at the end, that's what's going to happen to you. And if you're a bad person, whatever that bad thing is, it's going to happen, is going to happen to you, whether you believe or not. Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
And that's how I feel about it. But here's the thing that I don't believe. And here's the thing that I don't believe is I also don't believe they're automatically going to hell because they turn their back on whatever that is. It doesn't matter. You're still either good or you're bad. There's evil and there's not evil. You know, evil's a whole nother level. There's good, bad, and evil. Believe me, there's different levels there. But
okay. All right. I just want to read what Father Brian says. And Shy Lady, I see you. I'm coming to you in one moment. Father Brian says, faith found in trauma tends to create zealots. Frankie, thank you very much. You all were saying hi to Ace. Hold on. I just want to get through all the... And Lou says, everyone's moral belief system has to come from somewhere. And Shorty says, yep. Okay. Hey, Shy Lady, welcome.
Hey. I just wanted to touch, I know the show is probably ending real soon, so I just want to get my little two cents in before it ends. I just wanted to say that I totally understand where you're coming from in terms of people who constantly, you know, the Lord this, the Lord that, or whatever. And I just wanted to say that a lot of that, I don't know, people are just saying stuff because they think it sounds good. But I wanted to say that I have to share an experience with my daughter. Her best friend is Chinese, and she's known her for several years. Now, when she was growing up, she met her in the work world after she graduated from college. But when during college, she had a lot of friends that looked like her, and some of them didn't look like her. And they were all, you know, professing to be Christians and all this stuff. And whenever like a her birthday came around or important events, they were never there. They always had an excuse. There was a lot of jealousy, you know, because she wanted, you know, to strive for better things in life by, you know, going to grad school or whatever. And it was just so fake. Now, here's her friend that's Chinese. She's a Buddhist. And she says, you know what, Mom? She's the nicest person, the nicest friend I have ever met in my life. She said, all the people that I know that look like me and some that don't look like me that all say that they're Christians were never half as nice as this girl is. This girl is just always there for her. Whenever, you know, hey, I she's at work. Hey, I heard you're not having a good day. Let's go out to lunch, my treat. And my daughter's always been the kind of person who does a lot for others. And when she, you know, met her friend, she was like, wow, she's a lot like me. She calls people up and say, hey, I was just thinking about you. Or, hey, let's go to lunch. And, you know, for your birthday, I'm going to send you a basket of your favorite, you know, thing.
Okay, you're breaking up, shy lady. Now I don't hear you. You're breaking up.
I'm sorry.
You are breaking up. Shy lady, you are breaking up. I don't know what you're saying.
Is that better?
Yes, it
Hello?
Is.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
What I'm saying is that, you know, she's met a person that's a Buddhist, and she says she's the nicest human being that I have ever had as a friend, whereas the people that were so-called Christians were some of the worst people that I've ever known in my life. So I get what you're saying about some people, you know, the whole thing about being a Christian. So I get what you're saying, because a lot of times it's like, what does it even mean anymore when you're not displaying what a so-called Christian is supposed to be? So I just wanted to say that it doesn't really matter in a way about what a person's religion is if they're not a good person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And Crazy says, people throw words around to sound a certain way. I feel like I've been able to tell the difference most of the time. You know, Crazy, and you know, I have, you know, learned sometimes the hard way that people throw words around, and I'm just saying to myself, if people only knew.
You know, but that's true. People talk a good game in all facets of life, right?
Yes.
People can say a lot of things that you can go on Google and sound real knowledgeable. You can chat GTP and AI, all kinds of speeches and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, that's where you're like, oh, okay, I see. That's how people get over on people all the time. You know what I mean? And like, I'm going to tell you right now, I generally can see BS coming from a mile away. I don't care how you come. I don't care how many Bibles you have stacked up on your shoulders when you come at me. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter, because like, all right, I have my ex's mom. She was a church going lady, really nice person, honestly, a nice person, but super judgmental. Right. And I was like, listen, I hope you know that going to church on Sunday does not absolve you from judging people throughout the week.
Right.
You know, because people like to use that as an excuse to say, well, I'm real religious. And I, because you know what? One of my favorite things is saying that I have a relationship, you know, me and God's relationship are ours. But when I'm saying that is because when people talk about you cuss all the time and you do this, I'm like, don't worry about me and my relationship with my, you know, higher power. Worry about you and yours and your higher power. You know what I mean? And like, so why are you even saying that if you have that relationship? Anyways, whole nother subject. But
no, I mean, no, and that is, and y'all know y'all always give me show topics. I'm literally that is going to be a show topic, because you're absolutely right. Because I mean, again, I know this conversation changed somewhat, but you know,
And you know what? That also makes us sensitive to those people that say so much about religious, because the same thing that Shai said, that you said, we've all said, it's the boy that cried wolf. And so many people use it. It's become, the words no longer hold the meaning they used to hold when people talk, because you're like, are you trying to push that on me? Do you have to say that all the time? Because I feel like that's a higher topic. I feel like that's a topic conversation that you have when you're sitting down, you're really getting serious, not an everyday conversation. And that's just me. Maybe someone wants to talk about it every big day, but like you saw it, I would have to go, listen, we can't hang out every day because I'm just not trying to talk about this every day. And I've told people this, I'm listen, but that doesn't mean that it's because I'm going to go do some oogie boogie stuff, you know, because I don't want to talk about Jesus. So I'm about to go do something bad. No, that's not why. It's because it doesn't have to be talked about every day. If it's in your life anyways, and I'm just saying this as myself, then you don't have to talk about it all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Okay. So let me ask this. And Father Brian says, are religion and good and evil just that? Are you saying that tied together by society or that tired by society?
Tied.
Okay. So okay. Tied. So are good religion, good and evil, just that tied together, but by society?
It's all people. We're the ones who made that, right? Mm. Who's the one who made the religions? Because if they came from one source, why are there so many religions with so many different rules and so many?
This is true.
So look, It's free will, it's free thinking, it's stuff like that. To have a higher power in your life, whether it's God, whoever you want to worship to, I don't care. That's on you. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that internally, not externally. So like if you're over here, that's just like flashing. That's like when people flash all these things, usually people that are super flashy about stuff don't have the stuff. They're just flashy on the outside, not on the inside. So now your friend probably not.
No. Okay. So, let's see. What did Lou say to Father Brian? Okay, absolutely. Since the beginning of humanity, Tower of Babylon. Fair says a lot of similarities between the religions.
Sure, absolutely.
Use the moral ethics. Because they had to spin
from somewhere. You ever told a story? You guys know the story of the, if you tell someone a story and they tell somebody else and they tell somebody else, by the time you get all the way to the end, it's 100% different. And guess what? Right. Each person could take that story and now spin their own. And that means that they don't even remember what the old story was, but it has some base, right? It had to spawn from somewhere, just like legends and myths. You'll hear so many variations of them because that's what happened. So what is a Christian? Look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anything about the rest of it. I just know I believe in God and I believe in my what I believe and what I read and how I interpret. I listen to other people to see if I can gain any knowledge to bring into my interpretation, not to change theirs. But I do tell people things to if I'm saying something and someone goes, you know what? You know, it doesn't matter what they believe in. If you, what you say is the truth and it resonates, that's all that matters.
Okay. All right. Hey, Smoke. Welcome. Did I see? I think I got all the... Brina! Saturday is saying. Okay, Lou says, but the flood is in every religion. So, guys, I'm going to end it here. I know Shorty wants a 5-hour show, but sorry, Shorty, no 5-hour show today.
Wait. I don't want a 5-hour show. It's okay.
Oh, boy. But I just want to say this, and this has absolutely nothing to do with the topic. This has something to do with one of the shows that I was on, two of the shows I was on this weekend. I have not laughed as hard as I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. So to those people, I say thank you very much for making me laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. I was laughing so hard at one point, I was in tears. So thank you very much to those people.
That's what we like. We like to make people cry.
I know what you're talking about, Silent. You're welcome.
I was literally in tears at one point. I was sitting here just, I was laughing so hard. I was just, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, and also everyone for Christmas, if you guys want to give a Christmas gift, you may want to think about giving a jewelry box. Those are popular. Solid. I understand this. Solid. those are popular. So I will say this because I can't do it from my computer. Shorty, I'm sorry, but I have to go there because I just want to end. We were on a serious subject. I just want to add just some gaiety. Okay. Can anyone post, because I can't do it from my computer, can anyone post the...
No, they can't. You have to post it because... you have
the
to
jewelry
make,
box.
You mean in your you show? Have make, you have to invite us as co-hosts in order for us to post it.
Don't you have the picture, Solid?
But I can't post it. I can't post it on my computer.
Yeah,
I'm on my computer and I can't do it. So
you want the whole world to see the jewelry box.
I'm sorry. I mean, and fair, laughing is the best feeling in the world. And I'm telling you this, I don't know who was responsible for that. I don't want to bring a certain person into it because she's going to say, why are you bringing me into it? So I'm not, and that y'all, you know, but.
I'm looking at it. I don't know.
So I just
she ain't gonna care if she's in here. She'll speak. she's laughing right now because she knows what you're talking about.
Yes, she is.
Okay, since Crazy came on, I've been muted. When can she talk? Linda, don't please don't get into your feelings. I muted you, Shorty. I muted you and Shorty when Crazy was talking, so it wasn't like I was purposely doing that. So I was not, so that's what I was doing. So I muted you and Shorty, and they, you know, everyone can talk, whatever. So I wasn't trying to punish anyone or anything like that. So please don't take it that way. It was not meant to be a slight. So, but Ace, yeah, I'm gonna say you, but I'm just gonna say y'all, come Thursday, Friday, that picture, I just want to see it again. So,
why, Solid? Why?
Solid, check your Discord in just a second.
Okay, so then what I will do then, I will, and we'll see, Shorty, I'm not going to invite you as a co-host because you're not going to post the photo.
I sure won't. No,
so,
ma'am.
So I will invite tomorrow, even though it's going to be a serious show, we're going to have some little levity here. I will invite Ace and Crazy as a co-host. And so you all can post this photo. I'm sorry. It's that's just some funny shit. I'm sorry.
It's not because they shrink me down and put me in a dress.
I just want to point out that in all of those little, I didn't have any idea. Shorty had no shoes on in that picture.
Stop so it, Lassie. Why you gotta point it out, Crazy? They don't need to know all of that. They just
see her posted up.
Okay. All right. I am looking at I'm looking at the photo now, and I'm just saying. So y'all, I know some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I wish they could post the photo. But I'm trying to see if I can make one of y'all a co-host now, but I have to do that before the show, right?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's yes, not true. That's not show. True. You can go back and grab your co-host link. You know how to go back to know that page where you invite co-hosts? If you can get back to that link, you could technically send us a link. We could re-enter as a co-host, but it is a little bit of, it's not really a pain. Okay. You just have to grab that
phone. Right. So tomorrow, y'all, I will just, you know, if you all come back tomorrow, I will have either Ace or Crazy. One of y'all will be able, I'll invite both of you guys as a co-host, and one of y'all can post a photo. But I have to say, I have to give myself a little bit of credit because thanks to open discussion, that's where some of the material came from. Not the jewelry box, but
listen, we got loads of shorty emojis.
Oh Lord, y'all, if y'all only knew. I'm sorry.
And you can use them in solid server. My emojis are open to any server that will allow you to share emojis. So you can use them anywhere. So shorty sticker.
So anyway, y'all. So shorty, I'm gonna dedicate this song to you.
What song is that, Solid?
You'll hear it. It is a nice song. It is a nice song, and this is dedicated to you. So, y'all, I'm gonna end with this.
I have an idea. Look, you giving crazy ideas.
How am I giving crazy ideas? All I said was I'm dedicating this song to you.
No, I don't know what you said, but something clicked in her head talking about that while she wrote it. Oh my God, I have an idea. Now she finna go make some other.
All I said was this song is dedicated to you, so I don't know what Crazy's talking about. I have no idea what she's talking about. I have
you
none.
You gave her an idea.
Oh, I don't know what idea I gave her, Jordy.
See,
I don't know.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm going to dedicate a song to you. So to Linda, to Crazy, to Shorty, to Shy Lady, thank you for joining my panel. For everyone else, thank you so much for coming. Boss Play, I do believe this was your first time here. Thank you so much. So Shorty, this is for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. To myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So you see, Shorty, it is a wonderful world, and you should think to yourself what a wonderful world it is and how wonderful you are to all of us. We love you, Shorty. And on that note, guys, enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. And I truly, truly, truly hope and invite all y'all back tomorrow. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.